Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to our Offer HR and Business Solutions second radio show. We are coming upon the end of the month of April. We are still reviewing discipline in the workplace. We are also televising live for our first Fun with HR meetup. If you want to join our meetup, you can go to www.meetup.com and fun.w/HR is our meetup group. This is our first virtual one. We're waiting on HR lovers to attend. And those that are listening on the air, we are glad to have you. As usual, feel free to visit our virtual home, www.all4hr.net. And you can get us on Facebook, all-4-HR and Business Solutions. Our blog spot is all-4-hrblogspot.com. We are also on Tumblr, all4hr@tumblr.com. We are, again, glad to have you. Welcome you to call into the show for our questions. You are a HR professional or a business owner. We have April Showers free gift all month. So we're giving out free progressive discipline checklist for you to check your policy, see if it is state guidelines, and if it is yielding the results that you are seeking in your workplace. And so if you go on to our virtual home, offerhrn.net, you can click on the button for April Showers, type in April Showers, and you'll get that free checklist. Also, business owners, we are offering a free employee handbook. Go on there, and you can click on April Showers and just type in handbook, and we'll send a free handbook. Be sure to send me the name of your company so we can critique it for your company, and we'll get that right out to you. We are looking for questions on workplace issues that you may have in your organization, like working on making companies, small and medium, the best workplaces across the U.S. The call-in number is 914-205-5306. Again, our virtual Fun with HR meetup goes on until 7 o'clock. So we'll be televising, or we will be broadcasting, rather, time. For some reason, sometimes I'm technology challenged. I don't know why my video is not showing on my Google, but I am here and looking forward to answering your questions. Looking forward to meeting our virtual HR lovers. This is our first virtual meetup. And next month, we will be meeting up at a central place so we can all meet face-to-face. Offer HR and Business Solutions is a company that I started. Our mission is to make the best workplaces across. So we are a virtual human resource management company, business partner, consultant, and visionary. I have no idea why this is not working. So we are televising on Google Hangouts. And this is our first meetup for our Fun with HR meetup group. And so for our radio, our listeners, we are, again, talking about making disciplinary meetings count. So what we're going to talk a little bit about is when there is a need for a disciplinary meeting. We talked at our last meeting, our last radio show, about identifying the need or identifying the need for disciplinary action to be taken. We talked about the warnings. And the warnings, issuing the warnings, the four stages, which are verbal warning, written warning, suspension, and then termination. We also talked about the employee assistance program. If you have a employee assistance program in place, you want to see if it is, check and see if it is yielding the results that you are seeking to get. You can email me, allforhr@allforhr.net. You can get a free checklist for employee assistance program. Again, don't forget we're giving away a free handbook. April showers is the month that we are showering business owners and HR professionals with HR gifts. And so in your meeting, the situation becomes where you have the need to call a employee in for a disciplinary session for whatever reason. Let's say that the employee has been insubordinate against a supervisor. And so perhaps this is the second offense. You may have the employee, this is a scenario. The employee received a verbal warning the first offense. For the second offense, you're going to do a written warning, and you'll call the employee in for a disciplinary consultation. Be sure when you do a verbal warning, you should still put a note in the file. Does not have to go in the employee's file. You can have two separate files for employee, a personnel file, and then the company file. In the company file, you have a copy of all notes and disciplinary warning or written warning and all documentation regarding each employee retained in that file. And so on a verbal warning, you don't have to necessarily put a copy in the write a warning and put it in the employee's file, but you do want to write a note and put it in the company file or employee so that you are covering yourself so that when that second or that third offense comes, you have documentation to back it up. And so in your meeting, you want to make sure you take documentation, take down notes with the from the meeting with the employee. And so you want to keep those written records to show that the complaint, a complaint was formally presented to the employee and that the employee signed a statement acknowledging receipt of that complaint, that written warning. If the employee does not, if the employee refuses to acknowledge that they received a warning, that they, if they refuse to sign the documentation about the written warning, you should indicate that the employee refused. Understand that the employee signing the written warning does not mean that they agree with it. They do have to sign it to acknowledge that they have received it. And it is evidence that they have received it and they're responding to the written warning. Be sure to keep in mind in issue, in scenarios where there are a union is in the workplace that the employee has a representative in the meeting. Once counseling, identifying with the employee the nature of the offense and indicating whether it's the first offense or the second offense, whatever offense it is, you want to let the employee know. If you feel that the employee needs some assistance of some sort, if it's perhaps you're seeing that there may be personal problems that's leading to the employee's behavior, you want to offer them assistance to correct the problem. And you also want to indicate that there are consequences if an employee is offered assistance for the behavior. And if they don't accept it or they refuse to comply, you have to let them know that there will be consequences and identify the consequences if they're not willing to accept assistance. This same scenario can be prevalent in situations where an employee maybe is learning a new job and they are having trouble learning the duties and the task, and so maybe some complaints have come about how products are coming out or things of that nature. So you may want to consider retraining the employee on the duties and the tasks and the requirements of the job. That is also considered as an employee assistance program. You're helping the employee to correct the problem. Again, be very cognizant of the employee's rights under pursuant to the union. There are some restrictions regarding the representative being in the meeting. This is if you have a union in your workplace. If you don't have a union in your workplace, then, of course, this does not adhere to you or apply to you. But the Weingarten rights, which is Weingarten rights under for representing unions, it entitles an employee to have a representative. It does not entitle them to an attorney or a non-employee or employees. Organizations are not obligated to remind an employee of their Weingarten rights. If you need a copy of the Weingarten rights, guess what? Drop me an email and I will get you a copy of that. All kinds of goodies here for you from All for HR and Business Solutions, free little HR goodies. And so be sure to, again, be sure that you know the right, the employee's right, if you have a union in your workplace. An employee cannot delay an interview to wait and for an unavailable representative, union representative. If the preferred representative is not available, the employee must choose another representative. So you can't, employee can't say, well, I'm not going to, this representative that I want is out of town until Tuesday, and it's Friday, so I want to do my interview on Friday. No, they have to do, if that representative is not available, they have to get another representative to assist them during the interview. So keep those in mind. Keep that in mind where you have unions in place. Again, I always say when there are disciplinary, when a behavior or a conduct is takes place in a workplace, do not ignore it. You want to address it as soon as possible. When you overlook or turn a blind eye to misconduct or misbehavior, it sends the message that the employer does not care about the behavior or the employee. That sends the message not only to the offender, but to the other employees. It's hard to administer discipline, but failing to act when the offense first surfaces will not improve the situation. In fact, it'll be a disservice to the worker rather than benefit them. Conduct disciplinary talk should at all times be conducted in private. You should be calm, be firm, and professional. Make sure that the discipline that is issued is consistent with the collective bargaining agreement, and you document feedback, counseling, and training. Again, it's in the instance that I gave regarding the employee who is having trouble conducting the task or the duties or the task or the requirements of a new job, and you offer to retrain them, you make sure that's indicated in the file that you did retrain them. And then, you know, just those issues, hopefully it will resolve whatever conduct or behavior or mistakes that are happening with that said employee. Make sure you document properly. Also, make sure your documentation is clear so that the situation is clarified. There's no mistakes. There's no question as to what particular conduct happened, how it was responded to by the employer, how it was responded to by the employee. Often instances, poor documentation can be just as bad as no documentation, if not worse. Ensure that all of your managers and your supervisors know when, how, what, and where to document offenses. Use progressive discipline for all offenses. Be consistent and coordinate with payroll departments if time off is involved in plenary procedures. Again, I have some great, got a nice little disciplinary business kit that's available if you email me with some sample counseling letters and termination letters to just put in your file so that you are always, you know, this, to make the process as easy and as effective as possible. So, again, make sure that you you document, make sure your all your employee files are kept up to date with offenses and promotions and recommendations and praises from other employees. Make sure your employees' file have all of those things retained and they're up to date. You don't want to find yourself in an instance trying to revert back to certain instances and recall dates that you're not sure of, and it just, you know, it just alleviates a whole lot if that's done. There are, as you know, a lot of HRIS systems that where you can just document right online, or if you don't, if that's easier, or some employers still revert back to just using the paper files, and that's fine. It's just easier if you do those certain things. You keep them online, not necessarily online, but, you know, in a software. And there are a ton of softwares out there that are so helpful for small and mid-sized companies to help them keep a handle on the functions of human resource management. I use several different platforms that make it just easier, make it effective for the clients, the employees, and, of course, offer HR and business solutions. And just maintaining those things, I've had several instances with clients where you go in and you're trying to revert back and you don't have documentation, and just, you know, those just leave huge loopholes for huge problems in the event an investigation is warranted or litigation. You can find yourself being incurring very costly fines if you're not documenting and maintaining the HR files for your employees. And so you, you know, you want to make sure you're up to date. You keep your employees files up to date. And so I welcome you to give me a call. Call-in number is 914-205-306. Still waiting on some of my HR lovers to join in. I've got invitations sent out to you, and I really want to talk to you and see how your day is going, and talk a little HR with you. And so we talked a little bit about the assistance or employee assistance program. I'm a huge advocate of employee engagement, as you know, and also of performance improvement plans. I don't know how many employers really use those, but performance improvement plans they're huge. And then what it does is it lets your employees know that you have identified that there's a problem. However, you want to work with them, especially in instances where you know this employee is really a good employee. Employee may may have some health issues. They may have some personal problems, or you know, things in their personal lives that are just their overall important performance in the organization. The goal of discipline is not punishment; it is correction. It's to correct an undesirable behavior, and a performance improvement plan can be drawn up. It makes the steps clear for the employee, and that the employee must bring their improve their performance to an acceptable level. Performance improvement plan should contain some variables that will make it very clear for the employer and the employee to know what is expected of both on both ends. It needs to specifically, the performance improvement plan needs to specifically identify that the employee's performance must be improved to an acceptable level, what assistance the employer will provide. You also want to schedule a session, maybe 30 days or 15 days out, to discuss the employee's performance and the date by which the improvement must be done, and as well as the consequences of failing to improve by that specified date. And so that's very important. If you would like a copy of a sample performance improvement plan, send me an email, and I'll be sure to drop one to you. Depending on the nature and the job and the problem that needs to be corrected, it may be appropriate to offer assistance in a variety of ways. Additional training, that's what I spoke of a little bit ago with the employee who may be learning a new job and, you know, and is having trouble mastering the requirements of the job, coaching from a buddy system, observation and feedback. You can have the supervisor of the employee maybe watch them and just let them know what they're doing wrong and show them the correct way to do different duties and tasks on that job. A checklist or list of rules is specifically in positions where it's complicated. They're doing a variety of tasks, and although you may think it's cumbersome, it's very, very helpful to have, again, that checklist, you know, with the job description, to let the employee know, that what needs to be corrected. The employee may need closer supervision or counseling, and or the employee assistance program I was speaking about. The duration of the performance improvement plan procedures varies depending on the type of work. You want to make sure you're allowing enough time, maybe 30 days, up to 180. Again, depending on the certain job that the employee is learning and improving their performance on. You want to make sure there's a follow-up session. You may want one or two follow-up sessions, depending if it's like 180 days. 180 days is really probably the longest or, you know, the lengthiest time for a PIP. If you think that it needs to, performance improvement plan needs to span past 180 days, there may be other issues that need to be corrected. You may, that job just may not be a fit for that employee. You may want to move them to another position, or it may be some other underlying factors that have to be addressed. Make sure you, again, spell out the consequences to the employee if the employee fails to meet the acceptable levels of importance. So the PAP also, you know, it identifies the goals and the markers that the employees can reasonably expect to achieve. When you're using a performance improvement plan, consider the nature of the problem. Again, you want to make sure you're clear as to the position that the employee is having problems with, if it's the work, the duties, or the tasks. Consider if there have been employees in that position before that are perhaps having the same problems. Maybe that job description needs to be reevaluated. Maybe that position needs to be broken up into two. You never know. But you just want to be—you want to make sure you're being fair. You definitely want to make sure that you're being fair, and when you're issuing the putting in place a performance improvement plan, PIP plans are corrective processes for certain types of misconduct, not for all. A PIP plan would not be effective in a misconduct such as sexual harassment. Make sure the decision is consistent with performance feedback that the employee has received. And the PIP should not be the employee's first indication that there's a problem. In other words, that shouldn't be their very first, that very first offense. You may have perhaps did a verbal warning or and a second warning or written warning, and then you still see that the employee is still having problems, and so that's when you realize that this employee warrants more attention for this particular behavior or conduct. In providing the supervision that helps ensure the employee has been given all assistance necessary, in many cases, the employee performance will improve to an acceptable level. The documentation that is created along the way during the PIP is the documentation that is needed, that will be needed for the basis of further disciplinary action or terminated, and proof that the employee received full and fair opportunity to improve. So, and once again, the PIP should identify the indicators or the areas that employees need to bring up to an acceptable level, outline a specific period of time that the employee is supposed to make the improvement by. You should also indicate the when the next session is going to take place for you or to sit down with that employee to discuss whether your performance has improved, whether it's improved, there's no need, we can stop the PIP now. In those types of scenarios, you want to describe what kind of improvements are expected and indicate what the employer is going to do to assist the employee, whether they're going to give them further training or whether they're going to have another employee work with them for a period of time to help them improve their performance. And lastly, the PIP should indicate whether the employee, what are the consequences if the employee does not bring their level, the performance up to an acceptable level. And so after writing the PIP, Performance Improvement Plan, discuss the content in depth and explain what is expected. The PIP should have a clear description of the problem and the expectation. And you should also indicate if the employee has been talked to before regarding this same behavior or misconduct or mistakes on the job. Boy, this hour is going by fast, and I really want, I'm waiting on some calls here. One, if you missed the show, you can click on NHR WXALL for HR Biz. If you go to just blogtalkradio.com and search for All for HR Biz, it'll come up. You can listen to the show. It is recorded. And again, you can send me an email, offerhr@offerhr.net. We have free handbooks this month that we're giving away. We're giving away free disciplinary checklists. If you want a copy of the wine garden rules, regarding unions, you have some questions about the union within your organization, send me an email. And we have a disciplinary toolkit that we'll be sending out to anyone that wants a copy at the end of the month. And don't forget, we have our free webinar coming up next week. That's on Thursday the 28th from 12 to 1. And then we have our Google Hangout also. That's going to be this Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And so that'll be another a Google Hangout. You can ask questions. Be sure, by all means, to go to our Facebook page, All for HR and Business Solutions, and like our page. We are on Google. We have a Google page, All for HR. We can go on there and also see videos. You can have a laugh at me getting used to doing the videos there. But some good information on there. Our video blogs are on there. Again, our focus for the month is discipline in the workplace. That's what our free webinar is going to be next week. Send me an email, offerhr@offerhr.net, and I'll send you an invite for that, for the webinar that's coming up next week. We have, like I said, some good things going on this month. Our month is winding down. Unfortunately, our year goes by very fast. So we're getting on through this 2016, and I am enjoying all of you. Offer HR is taking things a little higher, working harder to make our workplaces the best, engaging our employees and just really understanding what our the skills and the gifts that our employees have and what we have to offer to our employees and what our employees have to offer us. Again, you can give us, still got time to call, 914-205-5306. Still waiting on some HR lovers to give us a call. Again, we have a meetup group now called Fun with HR. You can go to meetup.com and search for Fun, W/HR, and you can join our group. This is our first virtual meetup today where our HR lovers are able to join in anytime today. And anytime up until 7, introduce themselves, ask questions, and tell us a little bit about themselves. you have any questions, again, on disciplinary action, I want you to feel free to shoot me an email, offerhr@offerhr.net, or you can contact me at the office, 313-355-3061. You can go on Facebook, send me contact through Facebook, and you can always get a hold of me. I am here to help our clients and prospective clients and just help HR professionals all over. We want to help our small and mid-sized businesses, give them the tools that they need to make their organization spectacular. And so once again, we again have our disciplinary toolkit. You want a copy of it, and you want me to send you a copy, let me know. It has a sample PIP progress report and a letter, PIP letter. It has a termination letter in it. Just some things that you can put in your little HR toolbox in the office to make things more effective. Of course, we hope to not even need disciplinary actions in the workplace, but unfortunately they are called for. And as I said, oftentimes a misconduct or a misbehavior is corrected just with a verbal warning. And so a lot of times you don't even need to go the long, the written warnings and things of that nature. But in instances where they are, you want to be able to meet them head on. You want to have the tools that you need to make things, make the workplace a great place to work and make our employees happy to be where they are in the organization. Again, don't forget our webinar coming up next week on the 28th, 12 to 1, free webinar. And then we have our Google Hangout on Tuesday, 7 to 8 o'clock. I welcome you to call with your questions and comments. Visit our Facebook page, Offer HR and Business Solutions. We are also on Google, so we look for you there. Look for you on Tumblr. We are all over, and on Pinterest. So we are wrapping up this fantastic Talk About It Tuesday. Talk About It Thursday. What am I talking about Tuesday? I'm not trying to get through this week, are we? Join us for our next radio broadcast. Can't wait. And that one is going to be on May 5th. Whatever you want to know when our next show is, just click on the radio station, Offer HR, or with Offer HR Biz, and you'll see it. We also have all of our events listed on our at our virtual home on our events page, offerhr.net. Offerhr.net is our virtual home. I invite you to stop by and like the page, tell a friend, and look for some great things coming up in May as well. Looking forward to doing some great things and meeting all of you We're going to be out and about around town for the month of May. We're in April showers here, so don't miss out on a chance to get your free handbook, business owners and HR professionals, and your discipline checklist. If you want a disciplinary toolkit, you got those too. And we got some good things going on, and we're just looking forward to doing great things with all of you. I thank you all for joining me. This is April Halliburton, founder, CEO of Offer HR and Business Solutions. Want you to join us on the web. We are virtual. Virtual is our thing. Good at what we do, and we love HR. Until May 8th, 2 weeks, we will look us up on the web. You can find us all about. Look us up, and feel free to send us our questions, your questions, and we will see you soon. Have a great HR day. Bye-bye.
I like things easy peasy. So when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens.